This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, the Beyond Civility Project looks at policing and the African-American community. But first, the Federal Bar Association's National Civics Outreach Program helps educate students about how our courts work. Judges and attorneys visit classrooms to talk with students, and students can visit courthouses to watch proceedings and meet with lawyers and judges. Joining us to discuss the importance of more civics education programs in schools is United States Magistrate Judge for the Southern District of Ohio and National President of the Federal Bar Association, the Honorable Michael Newman. And Judge Newman is also a Cincinnati Public Radio board member. You can be part of our conversation, 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Judge Newman, good to see you this afternoon.
Nice to see you,
Thank
Mark.
You for being here.
Thank you. It's a great honor to be on the show. Thank you so much for asking me.
Tell us about, what is the Federal Bar Association?
It's a group of 19,000-plus lawyers and federal judges throughout the country. It's the premier bar association for all of those who practice or work in the federal court system. Lawyers in all 50 states and slightly outside of the 50 states. We're now getting a chapter in Guam, of all places. Anyone who has an interest in federal practice typically joins the Federal Bar Association or the FBA, as it's more widely known.
Now, tell me about the National Community Outreach Program that the FBA has started.
Right. So there's a couple of efforts that I'll get you up to speed on. One is the civics effort that I know that you want to talk about today, and that's a year-round effort to do civics throughout the country. And the primary focus of that effort is to have federal judges meet with young people. And we're doing that both in courtrooms, federal courtrooms throughout the country, and in classrooms. Where I sit in the Dayton, Ohio federal courthouse, we're going to see 1,000 kids this year, perhaps more, in classrooms and courtrooms. Similar efforts going on here in Cincinnati. We've also done a national civics essay contest. We picked winners about a month ago, and they got to come to Washington. We've also honored 20-plus teachers around the country for their civics effort. One of them is here in Cincinnati, Dave Volkman at Loveland High School, and it was a great honor that someone from Cincinnati was considered one of the best in the civics arena. The National Community Outreach Project is a supplement, if you will, to the civics effort we're doing. The civics effort is year-round. The National Community Outreach Project is just in the month of April, but it's a very intense, focused effort to do all sorts of work in the community, whether it's feeding the homeless, helping veterans with legal issues, doing civics as well. But that's a primarily an April-focused effort.
How important is it for attorneys and judges to have an avenue like this where they can get involved in the community?
I think it's huge, by the way. I was a lawyer for many years here in Cincinnati, and I got involved in the FBA then. And I think You're limited, quite frankly, as a federal judge for ethical reasons, and that's appropriate in your contact with lawyers. But you can certainly interact with lawyers and help lawyers in the context of the Bar Association. So really, the FBA nationally, I think, in my experience, is the way that the federal judges and the lawyers interact with each other.
How did the civics element of this outreach program, how did that come to be?
Well, it's a great story. If you'll give me just a second, I'll fill you in. It may take a second. A couple of years ago, I was in Washington with a small group of FBA leaders, and we had a chance to meet Jim Duff. Jim is the director of the Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts, better known as the AO. So he's the head administrator of the entire court system. He's personally appointed by the Chief Justice of the United States. So Jim's got a very big and a very, very important job. And the FBA leadership was meeting with Jim. And Jim turned to me. I knew him a little well, not that well, and said, Judge Newman, I have a question for you. And I said, yes, Jim. And he said, are you interested in civics?
You sensed he was going to ask you for a favor at this point, didn't you?
You knew that was coming down the pike. Long story short, he said, I have the civics idea. Could we work on it together? And I said, well, it's funny you ask because I'll be the national president in about a year and a half. And I said, whatever you want, consider it done. And I said to Jim, you know me, I'm a doer. If I tell you I'm going to get something done, I'll get it done. We'll do it. And he said, well, I'm thinking, what if we did a national program? I said, well, I'm in. We'll do it. I leave the meeting, and it suddenly dawns on me. I'm making a joke, but it suddenly dawns on me the enormity of what I had just agreed to do. But my view of life is you're given an opportunity to step up the plate, and this was an opportunity for me and for the FBA to step up to the plate, and we did so. I spent a year volunteering with the AO to create this program before it began. So my term as national president began October 1st of this year, but I spent a year, perhaps even a little bit more, working with Jim, getting all these materials, civics materials for judges and for young people that the AO had created and never really had an avenue to use, quite frankly, except on a limited basis in a courtroom here or there in D.C. We took these materials, we put them on our website with the FBA, pardon me, with the AO's permission. We organize them by how much time a judge has to spend with students. So some are very simple, 15 minutes, to say to federal judges, if you only have 15 minutes, here's what you can do with young people, to a half an hour, to an hour. And some programs are several hours long. And we've made it as easy as we could. We spoon-fed it, quite frankly, to the judges so that they would be more likely to participate. The response we got, Mark, is remarkable, quite frankly. Judges have come to the FBA and said, I found your website. I've heard about this. I want to be involved. Some judges have said, I was already doing this occasionally. This has given me a reason to do this frequently. The response has uniformly been positive. We think, well, I'll tell you, in my seat of court in Dayton, Ohio, we're going to see 1,000. I'm going to see 1,000 kids this year. Just think about that. 1,000 kids. But for this program, would not have come to a federal courthouse or met a federal judge. In some instances, we're going to the schools themselves. I, for example, was in the Tippecanoe High School in Tipp City, Ohio, a couple weeks ago and met five or six different classes, spent half a day at the school. That kind of effort is not unusual. It's being replicated all over the country. And one thing I was going to tell you, which I think is fascinating, is we're now seeing what are called court camps spring up all over as a result of this FBA initiative. And a court camp for your listeners.
Was that part of the original intent of this, or it just kinda,
not really. Okay. It just kind of organically grew, quite frankly. It's this effort, seriously, has exploded. And so much so that a number of judges have come to me and said, Judge Newman, I think this is a movement. This is more than just informally meeting with young people. This is the judges were waiting for this to happen. So what's going on, as an example, in New York, in the Eastern District of New York, out on Long Island, in a town called Central Islip, there's a judge there, Judge Bianco, great guy. He, last summer, with the FBA's approval and working together, his federal court and the FBA, created a week-long court camp. Starts on a Monday, ended up on a Friday. He picked 90 kids all over Long Island, trained them in how to argue cases. By Friday, they were arguing a case in front of a real-life federal judge. They participated in a naturalization ceremony during the week. He brought 30 local law students from Long Island in to mentor and help him with the young people. It was the first week-long, what they call court camp, in the United States, and that effort is being replicated now literally all over the country. In Dayton and in Cincinnati, they've done half-day and whole-day court camps. The court camp idea is taking off like crazy. BYU Law School out in Utah is doing a week-long residential court camp this summer, first one ever in the United States, I understand, where the local federal judges and the local law school, BYU, are teaming up to do a court camp and have the kids stay overnight at BYU Law School just to talk about civics and, in their case, talk about leadership for a week. So how awesome is that? So this effort when I tell you it's exploding, it truly is.
And part of the local effort is you do mock trials, right?
Exactly right.
Well, when the kids get involved with mock trials, when they get involved in doing this in court camp, how do they do as attorneys and judges?
They're awesome. To be honest with you, they're fantastic. It's shocking to me how good they are. I shouldn't say shocking because I'm not surprised, but I guess what's I find so heartwarming, quite frankly, is how passionate they are about and how excited they are to be in federal court. And just think about this. Suppose you're a high school sophomore, junior, senior. You get to prepare, come in front of a federal judge in a real federal courthouse, argue in front of a judge or sometimes a panel of judges, show them that you understand the law, talk about what you think is right or wrong and fair, what the law is, what the law should be. Most of those students, and I meet with them once they're done, say, Judge Newman, I think I might want to be a lawyer now, or I didn't realize how much fun this could be, or I had no idea this is actually how the court system works. It's so different from television. And that's another part of the thing we're trying to get across, to be as real as we can be so the young people have a realistic sense of how the court system works.
So I wonder, when you go into classrooms, what have you found out about how much or how little the students actually know about the court system?
shockingly, they know, and in a good way, they know a lot. And I've gone this year all over the country, met with students literally in many, many states. So this is not scientific, but it's pretty anecdotal based on everything that I've seen. They know quite a bit. And the recurring issue they talk about is, how are judges fair? Two things. They want to know, are the judges fair? So we talk about, well, if you have a conflict, there's the fancy words recusal. You can recuse yourself as a judge from a case. So they always ask about that. And then sometimes they're curious about the state court system and the federal court system. The federalism is the concept. How that works, why we have a state court and a federal court, what the differences are. And I explain to them jurisdiction and how you get into federal court and how the federal courts work. So those topics come up quite a bit.
Tell me about the reactions of the kids.
Oh, they're happy. It makes me happy to see them so happy. They're really fascinated by how the court system works, what a courtroom looks like. We let them sit in the witness chair. We bring in U.S. attorneys, which are prosecutors, and federal public defenders, the U.S. Marshal. We brought in the FBI to talk to them not only about the court system, but different career options, and try to encourage them to get a further education, whether it's to go to college or go to vocational school. So part of this nationwide civics effort has another benefit, and that other benefit is interacting with young people, trying to foster them to get more of an education. In the case of the courts, trying to make them realize that there's career options out there for them, whether they're lawyer, federal judge, state judge, law enforcement agent, lawyer, so many different things that I don't think, quite frankly, they're aware of. They have those many options. So we talked to them about that in detail.
You say you were impressed by how these students do in the mock trials. Do you ever have a particular student where you were so impressed you walked up and you said, you know, you really ought to think about doing this as a profession?
I have done that many times. So as a judge, you probably don't think about this, but judges have business cards. And so there's been many students that I have given a business card to, and I said, you have a talent for this, and don't let anyone talk you out of this. There are far in between who have this kind of a talent. You should think about doing this, and here's my card. You can call my chambers. You can email me. When it comes time for picking what you're going to do with your life, feel free to reach out to me, and I'll be happy to be a resource for you. And I do that in the hope that the young people who are good, that hopefully they're going to go to law school.
We will continue our conversation. You can join us 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and joining us to discuss the importance of more civics education programs in schools is U.S. Magistrate Judge for the Southern District of Ohio and National President of the Federal Bar Association, the Honorable Michael J. Newman. And what are all the various components of that? I mean, it sounds like there's so many working parts in this. We talked about mock trials. What are some of the other things that make up this civics program?
Well, thanks again, Mark, for asking, and thanks for having me on the show. It is a great honor to be here. Besides the effort of judges interacting with young people all across the country, and we're doing that both in classrooms and in courtrooms, we also did the FBA did a national civics essay contest. We had almost 200 entrants, both middle school and high school. We allowed young people to audio record their essays or write their essays. We picked six top winners. The two top winners, a young woman from New York and a young man from Arizona, they were flown to D.C. Last month and got a tour of the Supreme Court. It was awesome. The young people, it was very exciting to me because you realize what a passion they have for justice and fairness and impartiality, all the things that motivated me to want to become a judge. And in addition to the civics effort, like I mentioned previously, we're also, in addition to the essay contest, rather, in addition to the judges meeting young people, we're also honoring teachers around the country, civics teachers. There's a national social studies conference. It was held in D.C. this year. 4,000 teachers were there. The FBA and the AO went together to meet these teachers and to talk to them and to try to get them involved in civics around the country, and also to spread the word that we wanted to honor civics teachers, the best of the best around the country. We picked 20-plus teachers we thought were the best of the best. And as I mentioned previously, one of them is Dave Volkman from here in Cincinnati at Loveland High School. A great honor for Mr. Volkman. We're certainly honored and happy that he won that award. But back to the judges part, I will tell you that this effort has grown organically and in ways that I don't think anybody had anticipated. I mean, if you had told me a year ago that we would have 1,000 young people in Dayton, Ohio, which is a smaller city than Cincinnati, meeting federal judges, and a similar effort absolutely is going on here in Cincinnati, I would have been dumbfounded. And I was the one organizing the effort. I mean, no one really thought it would take off this quickly, and it has. And I think that just shows you there was a serious need for this, and the teachers recognize it around the country, the young people recognize it, and the judges uniformly want to participate.
Well, you talk about how many in Dayton and how many in Cincinnati, but then multiply that by all the FBA membership around the country. You're talking about tens of thousands of kids
absolutely.
That this program is reaching.
Absolutely. So I will tell you, San Diego is a perfect example. We think 3,000 kids in San Diego will meet with a judge this year out in California. In St. Louis, Missouri, they have created what I call a civics museum. It's called a judicial learning center. And there they have 4,000 kids a year. That's more of a court effort than an FBA effort, but 4,000 young people a year coming to the courthouse and seeing the civics museum, the judicial learning center. We're hopeful at some point there may be a similar effort here in Cincinnati with a judicial learning center at the federal courthouse here. But literally, it's thousands and thousands of kids across the country.
You know, and this sounds like this would be good knowledge for adults as well. Is there an effort to expand this?
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that's what's going to happen. And I will tell you why. The teachers who accompany the kids when they come to my courtroom, for example, they seem to learn in some respects as much as the children themselves, because I don't think they've taught courtroom procedure and they've taught about court cases that we all should know. But I think many of them have never actually seen a courtroom. So here I say to the teachers, well, go sit in the witness box. And do you want to stand at the podium and make an argument? We're happy to hear it, happy to give you a tour. So I think they've gone back and they've told me that some of the other teachers are jealous because they get to go on these courtroom tours and the other teachers don't.
So someday there might be some more programs for adults with this.
I hope so. Okay. And I will also tell you that this effort is not only for middle school kids and high school kids. It's reached down to the elementary school. I personally have gone to Springboro Elementary School, met with 5 third grade classes. Now, you give a much simpler version of the court system when you're talking to third graders, but I brought my robe. They wanted to touch the robe. They asked me what's a criminal case versus a civil case? Really, the same kinds of concepts that the older students are asking. I found that heartwarming to me. I thought, you know, the next generation, we're going to be okay. Lawyers and judges a lot of times talk about what's going to happen with the next generation. Is civics being taught? Are we going to have another generation of lawyers who care about justice and fairness? Based on my experience around the country, I think the answer is astoundingly and affirmatively yes. We are in we're in good shape.
Are you working with college-age kids in any of these programs?
Yes, we are. And I will tell you, it's more law school is what we're doing. So the Federal Bar Association has law school divisions around the country at many, many law schools. And at first, we thought this program would be primarily lawyers and federal judges. We're now being reached out to. This didn't come from us. It came from the law students themselves who are FBA student members. And they've said, we'd like to participate. We'd like to be part of the effort to go into schools and to come into courtrooms. So it's not so much college, but it's more law school, which is just a couple years older than college students. They're participating as well.
But I'm amazed, third grade. Mm-hmm. Ever talk with any kids younger than third grade?
Well, for the listeners who know me, my wife Rachel and I have triplets. They're three girls, Anna, Bridget, and Claire. I've talked to them about civics quite a bit. I've never gone below, and they're in fourth grade. I've never gone below third grade, but I'm sure if there's a kindergarten or first or second grade class out there who asked me, I would certainly be happy to make the visit.
So how do people learn more about this program?
Great question. So the Federal Bar Association has a website. I should have mentioned it previously. It's fedbar.org/civics. So if you go there, you'll find out all the information about the programs. If you're a judge who's listening and want to participate, feel free to call me. You can easily find me on the internet under the court's website, and I'll be happy to chat with you personally about it. But fedbar.org/civics.
How do people get involved if they're interested in helping out with this?
Quite frankly, I've had people just call me or send me an email, and you can find my chamber's number on the internet and just give a call and I'll be happy to chat with you. And most of the people that we've dealt with are members of the Federal Bar Association, but a lot of lawyers who are not members have approached the FBA this year and said they'd like to participate. We had mentioned Guam at the beginning of our conversation. The FBA does not have a chapter in Guam. I have no idea how or how this happened, but they found out about the civics effort, and lawyers and judges in Guam reached out to the FBA, probably because they saw the website, and said, we'd like to do civics here in Guam. Can we be part of the effort? And of course, we said yes, and now I think we're going to get an FBA chapter in Guam started.
Are there materials teachers can use to build on this program?
Absolutely. So there's a person at the AO. Her name is Rebecca Fanning. Rebecca spent almost 20 years creating all these materials, posters and pamphlets and teachers' materials, and putting them on the court's intranet, hoping that the day would come when an effort like this would come along. And then we took those materials, with the AO's approval, of course, and put them on the FBA's website. And there's a lot of materials there which are designed specifically for teachers, including posters and pamphlets and teaching materials. And I was in – give an example. I was in Charleston, South Carolina about 2 months ago, teaching along with some federal judges to an advanced placement government class. And the teacher said to me, Judge Newman, these are some of the best materials I've ever seen. I said, well, you've got the AO, which is the very big part of the federal court system. They've been writing these materials over many years, and that's where they come from. They're really, really great materials. So for the teachers who are listening, please, I suggest go to the FBA's website. I think you'll be very impressed with what you see.
Where do you see this program going in the years to come?
Well, I think it's going to expand significantly. My term as president is only a one-year term. Of course, I spent a year before getting ready for it. I think they're hinting they're going to ask me to stay on in some judicial advisory, judicial capacity to kind of a judge ambassador to help with civics. The FBA, to their credit, made this a permanent effort. So this is not just a one-year project. This is a permanent project. And there's somebody I do want to give credit to, and that's Joan Brady, who is a lawyer who works at the federal courts here in Cincinnati. She clerks for one of the judges. And she's done a fabulous job. Joan was the one who got civics liaisons around the country, and these are lawyers, sometimes judges, in the FBA chapters who would agree to be the liaison between the judges who want to do civics and the schools themselves. So we have close to 90 liaisons, many of whom are federal judges, actually, whose whole job is to put judges and schools together. Joan was in charge of that effort. She did a fabulous job, and she helped pick these almost 90 liaisons around the country. So I give her a lot of credit.
Judge Newman, thank you.
My pleasure, Mark. My honor to be on the show and my honor to talk about civics. Thank you so very much.
United States Magistrate Judge for the Southern District of Ohio and National President of the Federal Bar Association, the Honorable Michael Newman.